back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show is on. We're going to move on from the Iran war to a bunch of other major news that's dropped recently. This is a former Pfizer toxicologist estimating the number of people that have died due to vaccine-related injuries in Germany alone. I'll read along here. This is the former Pfizer toxicologist giving testimony this week. Let's watch.
Pfizer's post-marketing
he says, Pfizer's post-marketing report spoke of more than 1,100 expected deaths within only 2 months after admission. At the latest, Comirnaty had to be taken off the market again. The Paul Ehrlich Institute received, if I'm correctly informed, so far 2,133 reports of death after Comirnaty. In these spontaneous reports, there is a high dark figure due to underreporting. The actual number is therefore much higher. In the USA, one assumes an underreporting factor of 30, with which the registered cases would be multiplied. For Germany, this corresponds to 60,000 deaths due to vaccination. 60,000. So again, they're extrapolating that, but they're basing it off of, you know, scientific process of numbers. In other words, they've done studies to show that only about one out of every 20 vaccine-related deaths is actually reported as a vaccine-related death. So again, they're not just saying, let's multiply this by 20 for fun. They're using what's been established as scientific fact in the U.S. and saying, we assume it's about the same rate in Germany since we have basically the same systems in place. Now, if we'd ever actually get a investigation into this, 60,000 might be on the low side of things, especially if you take into account stillbirths and miscarriages, which absolutely skyrocketed through the roof immediately following the rollout of the jab. And so if you really understand what I'm saying here is that the vaccine rollout was in fact a gigantic crime against humanity and a campaign of mass death, and the people who did it should be held accountable like operators of death camps were held accountable in the Nuremberg trials. We're still in a world where these people have so far escaped justice, including the censors who wanted to silence us for expressing the truth about the vaccine. Let's go into clip number 10 here. This is when YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki bragged about removing information about the vaccine. Let's watch.
When it comes to vaccines, vaccine hesitancy, videos that cause a public health risk, where do you want to see YouTube do better?
Well, first of all, we've taken responsibility very seriously. It's been one of my top priorities. And with regard to COVID and with regard to vaccines, that has been a top priority for us. And we have a number of different ways that we address that. So first of all, we want to make sure that if there's information that violates our policies, we came up with 10 different policies around COVID. Then if that's a violation of policies, then that's something that we'll remove. We removed over a million videos associated with COVID.
Have you talked to the Biden administration at all about vaccine hesitancy or vaccine misinformation?
Well, we did an event actually with the Biden administration, including President Biden himself, with a number of creators, Fauci as well.
I wonder if there's anything that you see in, you know, the way that anti-vaxxers behave on the platform, if there are any data or insights there that could be helpful to people understanding where they're coming from.
I mean, we try to understand what are the different ways that we can break through. So we talked about in this campaign that we did about getting back to the things that you love. So what we really tried to do was get not just from the experts, but also people that were not experts, but who were explaining, like, why did they take the vaccine? Why was that relevant for them? And what was their thought process?
So she's complicit in mass murder. That's what they're saying. It's like, how do we get into the psychology of figuring out, like, why people are vaccine hesitant? It's like, because it kills you, you absolute moron. That's why we're hesitant. The real psychology we need to figure out is why you people can't come to terms with that.